Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey everyone, this is Asha and welcome back to Path of a Green Witch podcast. Today's episode is different and necessary. I'm going to share a poem that Andrea wrote called The Song of Solemnity. And I need you to really listen to this one because this isn't just poetry. This is a map. It's like a diagnosis. It's like a mirror held up to the invisible architecture of control that's been built around us. It was constructed so slowly and so quietly that most of us never noticed the doors locking behind us. Andrea walks us through it, how they mapped our behavior before they controlled it, how they turned biology into property. How a Tuesday morning in September became the excuse to rebuild everything, not for safety, but for surveillance. How education became compliance training. How our own language was weaponized against us. And here's what haunts me most. There was no coup, no dramatic takeover, just gentle clicks, soft policy changes, terms and conditions nobody read. We walked into the cage thinking it was connection. So before I read this, I want you to ask yourself, is it security or confinement? Okay, let's go over the poem. The Song of Solemnity, stanza 1. They built the system before they built the walls. They mapped the code before the chains hid futures deep in silent veins. The genome whispered, sell the key. They patented biology. A Tuesday sky turned steel and flame. The towers fell. They fed the blame. New towers rose of law and screen, and safety sold what truth had been. They trained the child to pass the test, to sit up straight, obey. Suppress. No child left, the slogan lied. They marched them forward, uniformed pride. They inked new laws the eye can't see, with logs and scans and policy. They labeled facts as threats instead. Then pathologized what people said. They called it free, then locked the gate. They called it fate, but measured hate. They called it home, connection, kin. Then built the cage and locked us in. No siren blew, no final sound, just flat-lit screens and click-click rounds. The doors all closed with gentle glide, but none of them unlocked inside. My explanation of The Song of Solemnity, stanza 1. Okay, so this poem is basically the origin story of how we got to where we are now, and it's not pretty. But here's the thing that blew my mind when I was writing this. They didn't take our freedom away all at once with some dramatic coup. They built the infrastructure for control first, then just activated it. They mapped the code before the chains. This is about how they figured out human psychology, our behavioral patterns, our genetic information, all of it, before they started using it to control us. The Human Genome Project wasn't just about curing diseases. It became about owning the building blocks of life itself. When I say they patented biology, I mean they literally turned our DNA into intellectual property.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Then we get to 9/11. A Tuesday sky turned steel and flame. That was the moment everything changed, but not in the way we think. Yes, the towers fell, but what really happened was they used our fear and grief to build new towers, surveillance towers, legal towers, digital towers. Safety sold what truth had been. We traded our privacy, our freedom, our ability to question things, all for the promise of being kept safe. Education became indoctrination. No child left behind sounds beautiful until you realize it was really about standardizing children, making them compliant, teaching them to accept authority without question. They marched them forward, uniformed pride. Even when kids weren't literally in uniforms, they were being uniformed in their thinking. And all of this was happening through invisible systems. Digital surveillance, algorithmic control, policies written in language nobody could understand. They made facts seem dangerous and turned normal human responses into mental health problems. If you questioned the system, suddenly you had a disorder that needed treatment. The most insidious part? They used our own language of freedom and connection against us. They called surveillance safety. They called algorithmic manipulation personalization. They called digital imprisonment community. We thought we were choosing these things, but the choices were illusions. The ending gets me every time. No siren blew, no final sound. There was no dramatic moment when freedom ended. It just quietly slipped away while we were looking at our screens, clicking accept on terms we never read, walking through doors that locked behind us without us noticing. This is why Parlexia matters. This is why we need new language, new ways of seeing, new ways of organizing ourselves, because the old system didn't collapse. It just got more sophisticated at hiding itself. No siren blew, no final sound. Sit with that for a moment, because that's where we are, isn't it? Not in some dystopian nightmare with jackboots and barbed wire, but in this soft, comfortable, algorithmically curated prison where the bars are made of convenience and the locks are our own behavioral patterns. But the threat of barbed wire and prison guards is always lingering for those who don't comply. This is why the work we do here matters. We are reclaiming language, building new frameworks, and creating spaces outside the system. It's survival. Parlexia, which Andrea created and references in this poem, is about developing new language for things the old system doesn't want us to see. Because if we can't name it, we can't resist it. If we can't articulate what's been done to us, we'll keep accepting it as normal. So here's what I want you to take from this. Start noticing the doors, the ones that locked behind you, the choices that weren't really choices, the free things that cost you everything, the safety that required you to give up truth. And then, and this is the hard part, start asking what it would take to build something else. Not to reform the system, not to make the cage more comfortable, but to step outside of it entirely and replace it. This poem is a funeral song for the world we thought we lived in. But funerals aren't endings, they're thresholds. They're where we acknowledge what's dead so we can midwife what's trying to be born. Thank you for bearing witness with me today. If this stirred something in you, rage, grief, recognition, hope, I want to hear about it. You can leave a comment here or on Substack. You can also join me on Discord, YouTube, and Facebook. Please bear with me as I finish setting up these accounts. I am super excited to share the Parlexian language and cosmology with you. And as usual, I have lots of useful herbalism information to share with you as well. Please check the show notes for links and follow me on Substack, where I'm able to share photos, videos, and more detailed text. Until next time, keep asking questions and keep noticing the doors. Blessed be, witchy friends, and may we remember how to pick locks. Thank you so much for listening to Path of a Green Witch podcast.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.